from the feedback that I'm getting, it seems like everyone had such an uplifting week. It was a beautiful Olam that was very into the learning, and each speaker and all the Magidei Shurim and the whole atmosphere lifted us up so high all together. And now, of course, the question is we're heading back home. And when we head back home, how do we take what we had from here? How do we take it home? It was a beautiful connection. It was very uplifting. But how do we take it home? As we want to try to have a little bit of a siris together, because it's really the question we all have in life. We learn in the Beis Medrash, and then we come to life. And when we come to life, everyone's faced with their nisyonos. And the question always is, how do we take it home? How do we take the Torah and bring it into our lives? How do we take all the inspiration? How do we live this? As we want to discuss together how we could together take the Torah, energize ourselves, bring it into our lives, and lift ourselves up from it all the time. As the Lashon of Torah, Zog de Maral, why is it called Torah? He says, Torah is Miloshen Moira HaDerech. Torah teaches you how to get to Olam Haba, which is how to get to Hashem. As Torah is a handbook which teaches you how to come to Hashem. Oh. And it's very interesting. There was someone that asked the Maral, he brings down in Sefer HaTiferes, that you're learning Baba Kama, you're learning about the shor, the bull, you're learning about the fire, you're learning about the bar, the hole in the ground. He said, you're a smart man. That's what you're being Isaac in, a bull? You should be Isaac in medical, biology, in the stars. Bizman Hazeh, we should have said, he should have been a lawyer. He should have been a computer programmer. He should have been like heavy education. That's what you're doing? You're handling the bar and the shor and the eish. Oh. As Maral writes in Sefer HaTiferes, something so powerful, which is a real eye-opener for us in understanding what Torah is, and how we could take into Torah into all our lives. Zog de Maral, when I'm learning about a bar and a shor, I'm not learning about a bar and a shor. I'm not ligging in the shor, no. What I'm learning about is what Hashem told me about the shor. What Hashem told me about the esh. I'm learning Ratzon Hashem, Ratzon Elokus. And when I learn what Hashem says, it goes into me, it lifts me up, and it's merayim in me. I'm a different person. If I'm thinking about a fire, okay, I'll light a cigarette, I'll watch a bonfire. No, that's not what I'm learning. I'm learning about the svar of Hashem, the rotzen of Hashem. And that changes me, and it makes me into a shtik elokus. Torah is meraimemes umekadeshes es ha'adam. It does something to a person. It lifts him up. It empowers him. That's the kayach of the Torah that we learned. We all felt. We felt the roimemus. Could be we couldn't put our finger on it. Why? Because it's something going on very deep inside. Every time we connect to Torah in a deep level, we're connecting to Elokus, and it's going into us, and it's bringing out something so beautiful. But, and this is a very important thing, we live in a dar where the nisyonos are very, very strong. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says on a bunch of Amorayim that they said on the dar of Ikmisa the Meshicha, Yesi v'lo yechmine. I don't want to be there. The nisyonos are going to be so great. The tsar, the emotional tsar, is going to be so great. I don't want to be there. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the door we're in now, we see so many simanim of what it says at the end of the Gemara in Saita. The people who live on the borders won't be able to be in their homes. Hagol Yechrav. Ben kom keneged av. Bas kom keneged ima. Keneged kaloso. Children won't be embarrassed from parents. They'll come home and they'll do things. They know the parents don't agree with them. And they'll do it. We live in a dar where we see so many of the simanim of Ikvisa de Meshicha. We live in a dar where it could be on social media with picture perfect families. We all put up a front that everything's good, but we all know deep down inside we have a lot of challenges. Whether it's parnosa, whether it's with children, whether it's at work, everyone has their nisayon of Ikvisa de Meshicha. And it's very, very challenging. It's not something we like to open up and talk about, but it's something we all know and we all relate to. Every one of us has his nisyanis, his things that no one knows about, but he knows. He feels his ikvisa de meshicha. And it's not because we have real problems, because we're problematic, we're very special. And if we talk together and we come together, we could inspire ourselves that we could make this last jump. We could pull through it unbelievably. We are leaving in this week's parsha is the Leda of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was born, he was a Chezes Be'ekev Esav, and that's his name, Yaakov. Zog the Svarim HaKadoshim, every Av is connected another Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov Avinu, Leidas Yaakov Avinu is connected the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. The Golus we're in now is the Golus of Esav. Yaakov Avinu was a Chezes Be'ekov Esav. Al Zeh Nikra Shema Yaakov. What? You're going to call your twin Yaakov, because when he was born, he was holding on to his brother's heel. I mean, these are the Avis HaKadoshim. These aren't like, you know, I call my child Lee, because Lee Roan, I felt like I was happy at that moment. Lee Roan, as I was Aliza, I felt Aliza. These are the Avis HaKadoshim. That's what you're giving a name he's holding on? V'oid, why was he holding on? He wanted to go out first. He lost. He came out second. As his name is Loser? I don't mean a loser. Loser? He tried and it didn't go. As that's his name forever, Yaakov, that's what we're called, Bnei Yaakov. Now there's a very deep meaning. Yaakov was a limud for all of us in Ekev. In the door of Ikvisa de Meshicha, in the door where the Nisyonis are great, and there are different issues that come up, emotionally, medically, parnasa-wise, everyone has their, and they feel, it's lost. I missed it. I can't. Yaakov puts the Yud. Yud is the ois that Olam Haba is Nivra with. And Yud is Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first Ois of Hashem. He puts the ray of hope into the door of Ekev, into all the Nisyanis we have. Don't give up. Things could change. And Shetei Delecha. Yaakov in this week's parsha was kind of the Bechaira. What was he reaching for? The Bechaira. An amazing thing happened. Esav sold it to him. V'loizu b'vad. The brachas of b'chayra, bracha oisius b'chayra, he got also. As Yaakov Avinu didn't just try, he got the b'chayra. And that's the powerful lesson of the name of Yaakov, which is for the gullus of Esav we're in now. Don't give up. Keep on trying. Because Hashem is going to be there for us and help us. How do we keep strong? How do we keep what we have? As in the beginning of the parsha, it tells us, "Vayeter Yitzchak Lashem lenoichach ishtoi ki akarahi." Yitzchak was an akara, Rivka was an akara. They went to Ephrat. They went to Bnei Eilam. They told them, "Go home. We have nothing to do for you. Your body's just not made a certain way. Finished. There's no hope for you. Goodbye." They were broken. They cried. But you know when they cried? They added one more angle that made the difference. They cried to Hashem. They taught us what tefillah is. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misave letfiloson shel avos as he made them akaris. You have to make them akaris to get them to daven? I'm sure Yitzchak would have davened shachris, mincha, and mariv if he was an akara. I'm sure Rivka would have davened too. You have to go to such an extreme to get them to daven? Yet we all know the answers. We have two kinds of tefillahs. We have a tefillah when we're okay, things are good. And we have a tefillah where something earth-shattering hits us. When we're in a matziv, I need Hashem's help. It's a different tefillah. What does it mean it's a different tefillah? It's a different connection to Hashem. That tefillah, I feel, Hashem, I need you, only you. No one else could help me. That's an akar, and that's an akara. Only you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misava letfilos and shel tzadikim, not only because Hashem loves us and wants us to give us that present, the good. Hashem wants that close connection. The Mishnah at the end of Saita says that in the door of Ikvis of the Meshicha, Ein lanu lishayen ela alavinu shebashamayim. Zogt Rabbi Yeruchim, we learn the Mishnah, we think, it's going to be so terrible. We're going to feel, Ein lanu lishayen ela alavinu shebashamayim. Zogt Rabbi Yeruchim, it's telling you, what's going to be the tikkun that's maybe the gula. When we get to such a matziv, that we finally realize it's not koichi va'aitzim yadi. Ein lanu lishayin ela alavinu shebashamayim. We need your help for nachas with children, with sheduchim, with panaso, with brios. We need you. That's the moment where the person goes from choshech to a new ar. That's the moment where his connection with Hashem is lifted to another level. That was the moment where Yaakov went looking for his shidduch. And this was before the shidduch crisis in America. But Eliphaz came and took away all his money. As even if you don't have the shidduch crisis in America, but anywhere you go, if you're poor, shidduchim is hard. Yaakov's going, he's looking for a shidduch, and Eliphaz took away all his money. What does he do? Zok de Medrash, he calls out from his heart, Shir amalos eseinei alahorim, ein yovei ezri zu ishti. He calls out, Mimamakim karasicha Hashem, he says tilim. But this is not stam the tilim we say every day after tefillah that we're so used to saying that we just run through it. This is real tilim. This is really meaningful. This is my life. This is my future. As that's one nakuda, to put the yud in the akiv is the koyach of einoin milvadoi, the koyach of tefillah. But what kind of a tefillah? A different kind of a tefillah. I really need you, Hashem. I'm calling out to you, Hashem. I need your help. And there are matzavim that look very hard to us. Don't give up. That's what the yud at the door of Ikvison, the door when there's so many nisyonos. Don't give up. Hashem can help. Hashem makes gulois v'yeshuois tamid. As that's one nekuda of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yaakov was not supposed to be here, and that means all of us. Why were the Avos Nimayos made Akaris? To teach us what Klal Yisrael is about. We start when we don't exist, when it doesn't make sense, the paperwork doesn't match. We realize we need Siyata Dishmaya. Then we raise to tremendous heights that all of us could reach. As that's a chizuk for tefillah, a certain kind of a tefillah that'll help us through life's long journey, the last one, before the Ur comes in his Baikeyan called Klal Yisrael, to teach us how to hold on strongly. And then the second message of Yaakov Avinu. Ishtam Yoshev Ayelem. Taira, the connection to Taira. Vitzarech Bia. Yaakov and Esav learned in the same yeshiva. Vayigdulu Anarim. And when they were kids, they were in the same yeshiva. They both went to Brisk. They went to the top yeshiva. I mean, these are the Gdolei Hador's children. They have protexia. And Yitzchak had a lot of money too. He had everything going for him. He got his kids into top yeshiva. He sent his twins, Mamish, to the best place. And when they were there, Rashi brings the Medrash, you couldn't tell a difference. They were handling. They were asking shilas. And no one could see the difference between them. They look great. And then all of a sudden they come out of the yeshiva, and what happens? Yaakov is Yaakov, and Esav is Esav. I hate to say it, but like sometimes the Yarchei Kala, you see two people come back. Everyone, when they're here, they all look great. After Yarchei Kala, they go home. There's Yaakov's. And there's... But it's not only Yarchei Kala. We see it in Yeshiva too. There are Pachrim that come. And there's the Yaakov's. And then there's the other ones. The ones that come out, Tzadikim, wow! And the ones that come out and you wonder what happened to them. Now the Bachrim, you see them in yeshiva and you meet them a couple of years later and wow, what happened to them? And I'm not just talking about because the haircut, not talking about because the way they talk to you, the words they say. What happened? What happened? It's something a lot of us will look at everyone else and I say, you know, I think that way also. I had a friend that was in yeshiva and I wonder what happened to him. But I hate to break it to all of us. It's about time we all look at ourselves and we all say, what happened? What happened? Where am I in life? What could I have been doing? How could I have grown? Stop pointing, them, they're not yeshivish, I am yeshivish, they go to this yeshiva, I don't, they're moderni, I'm from. What about ourselves? We know what really goes on in our life. We know where our shifas are. What's your drive? Is a very powerful Reb Simcha Zissel. Adam in the Mishnah in Baba Kama is called Mave. Why? As the Gemara brings a pasuk that Adam is called in Tanakh. In the times of Golis, there'll be a Mave and the Gula will come. What does Mave mean? Rashi in Baba Kama brings Bekitzer. On Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi and Tanach on the Pasuk and the Mefarshim say, it means Amavakesh. What's your Bikush in life? What's your Shifa in life? What are you running to do? Are you running to show everyone how rich you are? How chashiv you are? Is what's important to you is when you make a kiddush, how much meat was at the kiddush? Is what's important to you is what it says on your jacket over here? That means I made it. Is it important to you what car you drive? That everyone should look and say, ooh, he's doing well. Ooh, he's mutzlach. He's a winner. Ah, he's chashiv. Is that our sheaf in life? Is it chashiv to you to send, okay, I was on vacation here, let me send it to everyone, just look where I was for Pesach. Look at the food, your mouth's watering? Ah, I'm chashiv. Or is it chashiv to us to be a tzaddik? To be zeicha to olam haba? Where is our shifa? Zok v'v simcha ziso, you want to know who you are? It's tali in your shifa. We live in a gullus that's so hard. The social pressures are so hard to make it. To show everyone how chashiv we are. We sometimes lose sight, because of the tremendous nisyanus we're in, of what's really chashiv. Who I am is what I'm wearing and what I'm driving, or how I live my life. Who I am is my Torah, my midos, my connection to Hashem. Or, so what school do you send your children to? That's who you are. There was someone that called me up for a shidduch for his daughter. Okay, he says, there was someone in Yeshir, I heard he was a good bacher, I want to find out. But before you tell me, I have to tell you something. My oldest son went to Brisk. My daughter, she married someone from Brisk. This daughter, she's a great girl. Great girl. She's just like, she doesn't like that super yeshivas. So we're looking for a shidduch in Mir. Okay. I'm like, wait. Wait. Do you want to know about the boy? Forget that. You first have to know who I am. Pasha, the guy was humiliated. He's looking for a boy who's in the mirror. He's gonna chas v'shalom think I'm that kind of a guy. My reputation is ruined. My other shidduchim, how am I gonna get them? It sounds funny, but it's sad. It's the reality we live in. We judge ourselves and everyone around us a lot by the outside and not the inside. And it's so important not to lose sight. What helps us? What will give us the aur to see through the shchoshech? To open our hearts, to open up our eyes to what's real in life and what's really chashiv. That is the empowerment of Torah. Barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tavlon. Torah's elokus, kuchabricha varaisa chadu. It lifts you up. It helps you see through everything and understand life in a different light. You could be learning Eish and Bar. But what you're doing is, you're rekindling the Eish inside you for life. You're taking yourself out of the Bar that the Yetzirah implants and traps every person in the world. And he has him falling deep into the Bar of Inyani Olam Hazeh. Because Torah is connecting with Hashem. Yaakov Avinu learned for 14 years before he went to his galus. What does it help? You're going to galus. What does it help? Because Yaakov Avinu knew every word of Torah that goes in, it helps you forever. every mashu of Torah that you're taking in. But it depends on your attitude when you come to learn. And this is very important. Vayivaz Esav es abchoira. Esav was mevaza avodas Hashem. He didn't realize its value. That's the society we live in now. Value. What does it say here? How much money? Yechasana, how much did you spend? Which band? That's value. That's vayivaz olam haba. Torah is what lifts us up and empowers us. It could be a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Torah samusar, Torah salacha. Any Torah, every Torah, empowers. Keep that connection in your life very strong. That's the only kli we have that could lift us up. That's the message of Yaakov Avinu to us as his grandchildren. To us, that he's going to help us to reach that Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. The heights we all could reach. Keep that strong connection to Torah. When you drive to work, what do you listen to? When you come home at night, when you have that extra time, what do you do? You could even be light Torah, Gishmak Torah. Something, some connection. Stay connected. It's my connection to Hashem. It's my lifeline. It keeps me the way I am and growing with keeping my shifas and my understanding in life. It's my Eitz HaChayim. The machzikim bo, that I hold on to it strongly. And then it lifts me up. As we came, we connected so deeply. Let's keep that connection and take it home with us, everyone on his level. Let's take the yud of Olam Haba, the yud of Yudke Vovke, and bring it to our Ekev, our Nisyanis, our Ikvis of the Mashiach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help that all of us should be able to meet Miskaber on the tremendous Nisyanis of life, the challenges from the outside, from the inside, that we all have to face and we all know about. Let's empower ourselves and keep strong. Hold tight. And go through the last steps of this long galus together. And Be'ez Hashem, we mispal yachad. We started with Alech Lecha. We left Arzucha, Malatcha, we came to Eretz Yisrael, we learned, we were Mis'ale, we were Mishtayich Tavram Avinu. We go with Vayetze Yaakov. We go back with taking, coming back different people. With coming back Vayetze Yaakov, we're ready for life now. We're ready for what's in front of us. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Zeicha to the brachas of Vayitin Lecha, the brachas of Vayichi Yaakov, and we should bring with us all our families, all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be Zeicha, Legulos, Yeshuas, and brachas together.